Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation on God's Word tonight, the third Wednesday in the season of Advent, is our lesson from the book of Romans, chapter 7, verses 21 to 25. St. Paul writes, "So I find it to be a law that when I want to do right, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God, in my inner being. But I see in my members another law, waging war against the law of my mind, and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, I myself serve the law of God with my mind, but with my flesh I serve the law of sin." And of course, tonight we're following together the collects for the season of Advent. And tonight's collect, we pray, "Stir up your power, O Lord, and come with great might among us. And because we are sorely hindered by our sins, let your bountiful grace and mercy speedily help and deliver us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen." Dear brothers and sisters in the faith, when I was a child, I loved watching the birds. I wished I could be a bird. Now, not the hoppy little sparrows pecking for seeds on the sidewalk, or the robins pulling up worms out of the ground. I didn't like the idea of eating those. But what I really liked was the high-up birds, the hawks circling so far overhead, just in lazy circles, so relaxed, barely beating a wing. But of all of the birds, the ones that I liked the very most were the chimney swifts on summer evenings. They looked like little cigars with wings, and they would fly way high up, and they would swoop this way and swoop that way, and they would chase bugs, and they'd chase each other, and all the time they'd be chattering away, talking to one another. What I loved was that they had their own world up there, way up in the sky, far above all of us, far above any human interference or anything that human beings would do. Well, that was nice. But you learn early on in your life that you're not a chimney swift. You're just a human being. And you can flap your arms as much as you want, but you're still not going to get off the ground. You are sorely hindered from being what you wish you could be. You are sorely hindered by what? By your weight. Even if you're a skinny human being, you're still hindered by your weight. You're hindered by the law of gravity. Now, you wish you could be something different. St. Paul said the same thing in tonight's lesson. He said, "I delight not in the chimney swifts, but I delight in the law of God in my inner being. I delight in God's commandments, which govern outward conduct. Because if you follow them, things go well. You can just see that they go well. I not only like that, though, what I also delight in is the commandments of God that speak to the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Not the things that people see, but the things which God sees. Like the fruits of the Spirit in the book of Galatians, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. I love such things. Not only that, Psalm 119, "Oh, how I love your law. Lord, it is my meditation all the day. Your commandment makes me wiser than my enemies, for it is ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the aged, for I keep your precepts." And you take all of these things together and you look at them and you say, how beautiful it is. So simple, so straightforward, everything clean, everything clear, everything true. And so it would be. if you and I came into this world a blank slate, free to choose what is good, free to reject what is evil. But unfortunately, we don't. Like King David said, surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. And you recognize that we don't come into this world able to do this or do that according to whatever we think is best. We can't do the things that God says. Sooner or later, you come to realize that. Instead, what you realize is this, what St. Paul said in tonight's lesson. I find it to be a law that when I want to do right, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inner being, but I see in my members another law, waging war against the law of my mind and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? There's the law of God, which is good, but there's another law inside of me that makes me butt heads with the law of God. It makes me a wretched person. It's like the law of gravity. It's the law of sin and death. And so it is, you find that you can flap your arms if you want. Flap your arms as much as you want. Try and try and try. Try to do the things that God says. Try to follow what the Lord says, and you don't get an inch off the ground. You are sorely hindered, not by your weight, but by your sins, to quote tonight's collect, tonight's prayer. Actually, why don't we hear it again? Stir up your power, O Lord, and with great might come among us. And because we are sorely hindered by our sins, let your bountiful grace and mercy speedily help and deliver us through Jesus Christ, our Lord. What you see in those words is that the Christian faith is not a human creation. It's not a philosophy. Unbelieving people, when they look in from the outside and try to explain what we are about and what we do, they try to explain it in those terms. Well, maybe Christianity is a set of principles that you sign on to, or maybe it's a set of observances that you practice. Maybe it's some way to try to be a better person. And so people think, well, if I just follow the precepts and I read the holy book, then it's going to teach me finally how to fly. But it doesn't work. You can't fly. You're a penguin. And so it is. You can't go up to the Lord. But if you can't go up to the Lord, what are you going to do? Well, what has to happen is the Lord has to come down to you. And we have a word for that. We use it this time of year. We call it Christmas. That Jesus came to show us undeserved favor. That Jesus came to be merciful to you and me. That Jesus shed his own blood to wash us clean. And if you see those things and you understand those things and you trust those things, you recognize that in the cross of Jesus, you have enough. You are at peace with God. You have a future with the Lord. You have a hope through Jesus Christ, your Lord. You're delivered and you're saved. And where you're delivered and saved, you're also helped by the Lord. The Bible calls it the down payment of the Holy Spirit, where God does new things. Where God grants love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. And so God saves and delivers. The Lord helps. And where he does all those things, he also gives you a new way of looking at things, a new perspective. St. Paul says some words in Romans chapter 7 that I don't think any of us would say if we were given the chance, because it doesn't sound right. He talks about all his struggles as a believer. He talks about being a wretched man. We would think that if he wanted to sell Christianity, he would say, the day I became a Christian, everything became wonderful. But no, he calls it a struggle. He calls it being a wretched man, struggling with sin. And yet, if you look at it in a new way, perhaps you recognize something. And that is, what is worse than struggling with sin? What is worse than being a wretched person because of the two forces and two laws at work inside of you? The only thing that's worse than that is not to be a wretched person. not to have that war going on inside of you. Because if there's no war going on inside of you, that means one of two things. Either you're already in heaven with the Lord, where everything's right, or you're still here in Medford, and you don't have the Lord. You don't have the Holy Spirit. You don't have His power at work in you. And so even when he says, I'm a wretched man, he still can say, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Because through Jesus Christ, your sin is pardoned. Through Jesus Christ, you have the Lord's help. And through Jesus Christ, you have a new way of seeing things, seeing that God works with you and deals with you by grace. And so it is that you pray. Stir up your power, O Lord, and with great might come among us. And because we are sorely hindered by our sins, let your bountiful grace and mercy speedily help and deliver us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen.